We're doing the Ramban Torat Hashem Tmima. We're up to page Kuf Lamed Gimel in the Chazon Yoel edition. Kuf Lamed Gimel. And in the Beit Hayyan edition, we're on page Peihei, Vaketuvim. So we're discussing why do we have this commandment to bring sacrifices. So if you look at the verses, you have the verse that says, "V'nizbecha l'Hashem Elokeinu penifgainu badever ovecharev." Moshe says to Pharaoh, "Let's go sacrifice. We, the Jewish people, have to sacrifice Hashem, lest He smite us with a plague or a sword." Hodia ole paro shaya chacham batvaim. So he let Paro know. Paro, who was wise when it came to nature, who was master of the sorcerers, he says, "We're going to sacrifice, but not like you guys. We're not going to make a pool of blood for the demons. That's not what it means when we go to sacrifice. Ela l'Hashem, we're sacrificing to the omnipotent, to Hashem, Hashem Achadash Yitbarach Shodiyo Moshe Rabbeinu." The Tetragrammaton, which was a new concept that Moshe Rabbeinu informed Paro. Yud Kei Vav Kei, Hashem, who created and is constantly giving sustenance to the world. V'tamala v'amalo yadati she'efshal zeh. So Paro looks at him and says, "Really? Sacrifices to him? I only know about sacrifices to demons, to forces, to him? V'tamala yadati she'efshal zeh v'chei hazvicha hi letam she'lo yifgem badever." So Moshe Rabbeinu tells him, yeah, sometimes you could bring sacrifice to Hashem to protect, because one might be punished by Hashem if one does not. V'tam milat ha-pegi'a berura liyode'a. Moshe says, lest Hashem smite us. He uses the word pegi'a. And if you understand the secrets of the Torah, you understand that the word pegi'a has specific connotations. So those of you who understand, and maybe one day you'll share it with me.